we're only a month away from the World Championships, and mentioned you're part of the management team, Jason Botterill and Ron Hextall as well. So how exactly is the process going? Where are you in that process right now?
Well, you know, it's an interesting process, as you can imagine. I think we feel comfortable moving forward on the coaching side with the staff that we think we can put together there. The players is a little bit more delicate, a little bit more of a balancing act. You got teams that are out of the playoffs, and you want to try and get to some of those guys as early as you can. You got teams that are still in the playoffs. You don't want to, you know, contact them out of respect. And so it's kind of a juggling act to try and see you know, who's interested, who we can get. You know, we take it kind of day by day, multiple calls between the three of us as we stay in touch and try and work through the process.
Yeah, no offense, but guys don't want to see your text, right? Like, not now. You're on like Columbus, yeah, what are you doing in a couple of weeks? Yeah. You figure.
Yeah, you want to ruffle some feathers there. We'd rather wait till their teams are official one way or the other.
What's it like working with those guys though? And being in a capacity where it is a management team, I guess it's probably similar to being a GM and having assistant GMs, but is it different than an NHL front office?
Yeah, well, yeah, I think in some ways, Jason Hexie, Jason's currently GM, and obviously Ron and I have had the position before, so I think it's good. We've also got other guys, you know, on the calls helping work with us, so that's important as well. And, you know, so far it's been a real smooth process. There's no egos involved. Everybody has their say, and we talk things through, and 9.5 times out of 10, we're coming to the same consensus. So far, real good.
Yeah, I understand. You're all professionals, and yeah, you're all courteous. But I imagine when it comes down to the last guy, right? That's going to be pretty intense.
Well, yeah. Hopefully, we're all in agreement there too. I mean, we spent a lot of time kind of going through the list and putting together our kind of depth charts on where we think things are, and then it's as I said, it's. You know, it's a unique process because you reach out to one guy in the team that maybe is out, and you don't reach out to a second guy in that team because you're waiting to see maybe a guy that's still in the playoff hunt that plays the same position. You have him a nod ahead or not. And by the time you circle back to the first guy, if the second guy tells you no, you're kind of dealing with some issues there too. So it's not your normal process, but I guess having gone through the Spengler, this should go a little smoother.
How has this tournament changed, or has it at all, with no professional hockey players in the Olympics?
Well, you know, I think when you look at guys, it's a little bit different this year. I think it's a year later than it was in the past. So is that going to play into some of their dynamics? Do they, you know, are they comfortable waiting an extra week to get over there? Do they want to take an extra week into their summer, you know, when they like to start their training? So a little bit different in that regard. I think, you know, back in the day when I played, you know, you couldn't play in the Olympics, and then all of a sudden the Olympics became kind of a, you know, pretty nice nugget, have the opportunity to play in that. And now that, you know, professionals aren't there again, it's a little bit different in that regard. But you never know going forward. So I think guys will... I still like playing in this tournament. It's a long one, but it's intense. It's a lot of fun, and I think anytime you get to put on the red and white jersey for Canada, it's a great opportunity.
Right. It feels like, from an outside perspective, that it would have an added importance for players now, considering there's really no other international tournament.
Well, I think it works two ways, right? If this is kind of the leverage you can use to get guys to have the opportunity to play in the Olympics, it certainly helps. You don't have that leverage anymore, but certainly, you know, this is still a pretty big showcase with the World Championships and a big tournament for Canada and one that we certainly hope guys are excited to be a part of and want to play in.
Talking to Ron Francis. So I guess technically you're still an owner or a part owner of this Hurricanes team until November. Like, how does that affect what you want to do next?
I am. Yeah. Back when Pete Carmanos owned the team, he was looking for local investors, and then I invested some money in the team. So technically I can get out of that November of 19. So NHL rules currently state that you can't work for another team while you're an owner of one. So at this point, we're sitting and watching.
So there's no workaround to that? Because, we have an end date to this, and it just happens to be in the middle of the season, I guess, which is the problem area. But, yeah, so, like, it's hard for you to envision yourself on a staff anywhere in 2019, 2020?
No, I don't think it is. I think, you know, there's certainly things you can talk about and things you can do to kind of work around that. But, you know, at this point, that's the situation. And until it changes, that's what I'm dealing with. So.
What do you want to do next? Of course, you've done it all. I mean, you're a GM of a Hurricanes team that's now like on the precipice of the playoffs. And a lot of that was built by you. But what do you want to do next?
Yeah, and I think that's probably the question, right? Trying to sort it out. I'm certainly happy for the fans here in Carolina that were patient during the rebuild. It looks like they're going to get rewarded and the team's going to get in the playoffs. And certainly happy for Roddy and the guys we had there, and certainly a lot of the guys that worked hard for me that are still with the organization that helped put that team together. So it's great to see them having success and being rewarded. You know, I'd be lying if I didn't say it wasn't frustrating that you think you do a decent job and you get let go for, you know, maybe not because of your performance, but anyways, so it's interesting to sort of sit on the sidelines and try to figure out what I want to do. I mean, to do that job, it's extremely time consuming. And, you know, I think there was a stretch I spent 7 nights in my own bed over a 61-day period. So, you know, trying to sort through all that in my mind and see where I want to be, whether it's in that chair or involved in hockey in a different way or just totally away from the game altogether in a different direction.
I don't want to do anything where I'm out of my bed for that long. No chance. I'm horrible.
Unless it's in a way better bed.
Like, I know.
Although I'm sure, you weren't in. You weren't on like you know, on the floor somewhere. You're probably in a 5-star hotel, but.
Yeah, I don't care.
Not every night.
A lot of Red Roof Inns there, or La Quintas.
So actually, we weren't. You know, with us and our financial situation at the time, there was certainly nights that my guys and myself even spent nights in families' houses or friends' houses in order to stretch our budget further. So it wasn't always living under the Ritz or the Fairmont, as people think, especially when you're scouting, you know, some of the USHL games or junior games, or European games. There's some tough nights for sure.
So you're a guy that's from the Sioux. And so is Kyle Dubas. If the Maple Leafs win a Stanley Cup this year, are you a little worried that Kyle Dubas, you know, starts to get a little bit closer to being the hockey guy from the Sioux?
I've known Kyle a long time, and I know his integrity and his character won't let him get a big ego in that regard. But I think he's certainly done a good job to this point, and I know he'll do well moving forward for the Leaf fans.
Well, what do you think of him as a general manager so far?
I think he's done a good job. I mean, that's not an easy situation with the players they have and the landscape he's had to navigate through with some of the contracts and still more to come. But, you look at some of the reports from the guys that have played for him and the Marlies and the conversation from that you read some of the guys that play there and they seem to have the utmost respect for him and how he handles himself and goes about his job. And, I think as a former player, that's what you want and you hope to have from your general manager. And I think he has that from the players. And I think he's done a good job in managing the business as well.
I think your place in all-time Sault Ste. Marie history is well established, Ron. You shouldn't be looking over your shoulder. You'll be just fine.
You're good. You're good. you'll be all right.
Yeah, I think that's probably the case. Ron, really appreciate the time you took for us today, and good luck next month.
Thanks, man.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.